Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there today. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 400th word for word show. My website, and you have to enter all of this, or you're going to get a whole bunch of Pastor Steves. I was notified that there's a whole bunch of them out there. It's https://www.pastor-steve.com. So if you put something else in and you get somebody else's website, I don't know. Whatever. That's the internet. That's how it is. But we're in the book of Matityahu. I'm going to be starting in chapter 12 today. We'll probably do 12 and 13. I can't get any more than two chapters in because of all the notes. Just can't do it. There's so many notes that I've got that it won't do justice to the passages if I short stuff, okay? So let's get started with verse 1 of chapter 12. Matter of fact, I'm going to put my reading glasses on. The last show I didn't put the reading glasses on. And even though this is pretty good size print, my old eyes sometimes need a little help, so I got the short-range glasses on here. Verse number 1 for Matthew chapter 12. You can reference the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 25. That's Deuteronomy 23, verse 25 for verse 1. of chapter 12. At that time, Yeshua went through the grain fields on the Shabbat. Okay. And his taught ones were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain to eat. They're eating raw grain. Verse 2. And when the Pharisees saw it, now they're always looking for trouble, okay? The Pharisees. These were the Edomites. They pretended to know all about Scripture, but, well, they didn't understand that. They put their own take on it, which they do with their Talmud. Verse 2, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, look, your taught ones are doing what is not right to do on the Sabbath. Okay, the Shabbat. Well, what were they doing? They were plucking something to eat. They were not harvesting grain to sell. They were not doing any servile work. They were hungry. They didn't light a fire. They weren't cooking it. They didn't do any of that. They would just pluck the grain and eat the raw grain. Okay, here is verse 3. Now, verses 3 and 4, you can reference 1 Samuel 21, verses 1 through 6. That's 1 Samuel 21, 1 through 6, for verses 3 and 4. It's about King David, okay, Dawid. It's a wa, not a V. But he said to them, have you not read what Dawid did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him. Okay. Here's verse 4. And you can add another reference for verse 4 only. This is not for verse 3. I gave you the reference for 3 and 4. This is just for 4. Leviticus 24, verse 9. For verse 4. Leviticus 24, verse 9. How he went into the house of Elohim and ate the showbread, which was not right for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Verse 5. Or did you not read in the Torah, that's the books of Moshe, that on the Shabbat, the priest in the set-apart place profane the Shabbat and are blameless? And you can reference the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. That's Numbers 28, 9 and 10, for verse 5. Verse 6. But I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the set-apart place. He's speaking of himself. Speaking of himself. He's the son of Elohim, okay? Verse 7. And if you had known what this means, and he quotes, I desire compassion and not offering, you would not have condemned the blameless. Okay, now on verse 7, the first part and if you had known what this means, you could reference Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. And in the second part, you can reference Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. So that's Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, and Hosea 6, verse 6. Verse 7 here, okay? Verse 8, and you can reference Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. That's Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. For the son of Adam, that would be Yeshua Messiah, is master of the Shabbat. That's his day. Sort of shut them down right there. But they didn't want to listen to that. Verse 9. And having left there, he went into their congregation. Verse 10. And see, there was a man having a withered hand, and they asked him, saying, is it right to heal on the Shabbat? This is the Pharisees asking him, so as to accuse him. Verse 11, and he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Shabbat, shall not take hold of it and lift it out? Now you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 5, on that verse. That's Luke 14, 5. Verse 12, how much more worth is a man than a sheep? So it is right to do good on the Shabbat. Verse 13, then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as healthy as the other. Verse 14. Now, this is how evil these people were. Verse 14. But the Pharisees went out and took counsel against him, so as to destroy him. How are we gonna get this guy? They haven't changed at all. They have not changed at all. Nothing. They're still the same evil people. No change. They were with us then, they're with us now. Verse 15. But Yeshua, knowing it, withdrew from there He just walked away. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them all. He healed them all. All those that had infirmities. On the Shabbat. And warned them not to make him known. Verse 17. In order that what was spoken by Yeshayahu the prophet might be filled or fulfilled, completed, saying, here's verses 18 through 21. Now, 18, 19, 20, and 21, you can reference Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. That's Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. This is quoting Isaiah. See, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my being did delight. I shall put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare right ruling to the nations. Verse 19, he shall not strive nor cry out, nor shall anyone hear his voice in the streets. Verse 20, a crushed reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench, till he brings forth right ruling forever. Verse 21. And the nations, that's the Hebrew Israelite nations, shall trust in his name. That would be Yeshua HaMashiach. Verse 22. Then they brought to him one who was demon-possessed, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that the blind and dumb man both spoke and saw. Verse 23, and all the crowds were amazed and said, is this the son of David? That's the king. Verse 24. And you can reference for verse 24 the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 34, and chapter 10, verse 25. That's 9:34 and 10:25. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this one does not cast out demons except by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. They didn't have any other answer. And Yeshua knew their thoughts and said to them, every rain divided against itself is laid waste, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Verse 26, and if Satan casts out Satan, that's the adversary, cast out the adversary, he is divided against himself. How then does his reign stand? Verse 27. And if I, by Beelzebul, do cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Because of this, they shall be your judges. 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of Elohim, then the reign of Elohim has come upon you. Uh-oh. Verse 29, and you can reference the book of Tobit in the Apocrypha. Chapter 8, verse 3. Tobit 8, verse 3. This is verse 29. Or how is one able to enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he shall plunder his house. Verse 30, and you can reference the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 40. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 40. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. In other words, if you're not with him and you're not gathering the remnant, you're scattering them abroad. Verse 31. Because of this I say to you, all sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven men. In other words, if you mock the Holy Spirit, okay, if you're doing a fake thing and it's blasphemy, like a lot of these people, I'm slain in the Spirit. Yeah, you're going to get slain, all right. Fakers. Saying it's the Holy Spirit, but it's not. Verse 32. And you can reference Luke chapter 12, verse 10. That's Luke 12, 10 for verse 32 here. And whoever speaks a word against the son of Adam, okay, that's Yeshua, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against a set apart spirit, if you say it doesn't exist or you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. This is the age to come. So if you deny that there's a Holy Spirit, and you do all these things against Yeshua, saying that it's a lie, you doom yourself. Verse 33. And verse 33, you can reference the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 27, verse 6. That's Sirach 27, verse 6. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 20. That's Matthew 7:20. The book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 44. Luke 6:44. This is verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree rotten and its fruit rotten. For a tree is known by its fruit. right? A tree is known by its fruit. If you have good fruit, in other words, you're productive and are witnessing and gathering in the remnant, that's good fruit. Verse 34, and you can reference on part A of verse 34, Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, and chapter 23, verse 33. That's Matthew 3, 7, and 23, 33. And the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 7. Now, the second half of this passage, you can reference Matthew 15, verse 18. That's Matthew 15, 18 for the second half. And Luke 6, verse 45. It's Luke 6:45. So there's two parts to this. All right, it says in this book, brood of adders. That would be race. Okay? The race or ethnic group of adders. How are you able to speak what is good? Being wicked, they are of their father the devil. John 8:44, remember? For the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. That's the second half of it. What's in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. And he elucidates on that in verse 35. The good man brings forth what is good from the good treasures of his heart. And the wicked man brings forth what is wicked from the wicked treasure. Verse 36, and I say to you that for every idle word or worthless word men speak, they shall give an account of it in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by your words you shall be declared righteous, and by your words you shall be declared unrighteous. Verse 38. And for verse 38, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 16. Verse 1, that's Matthew 16, 1. Book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 11, that's 8:11, Mark 8:11. And Luke, chapter 11, verse 16. Okay, verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, now they would call him rabbi, but it means teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. Verse 39. And you can reference book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 4. That's Matthew 16, verse 4, and the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 12. For he answering, this is verse 39, said to them, a wicked and adulterous generation, now that would be genea, that would be race, okay, seeks after a sign. And no sign shall be given to it except for the sign of the prophet Jonah. Verse 40. And for verse 40, you can reference the book of Jonah, or Jonah in the Hebrew. Chapter 1, verse 17. That's Jonah 1:17. Verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the stomach of the great fish, so shall the son of Adam, that would be him, be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, where he went after he was impaled. Verse 41. And you can reference the book of Jonah, or Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5, for verse 41. Verse 41. Men of Nineveh, that's where Jonah went, shall stand up in the judgment with this generation. That would be this race, this genea, or ethnic group, race or ethnic group, and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And look, a greater than Jonah is here. Speaking of himself, he's the son of Elohim. Verse 42, you can reference the book of 1 Kings. That's 1 Kings. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. That's 1 Kings 10, 1 through 10, and 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. Okay, 2 Chronicles 9, 1 through 12. Here's verse 42. The sovereignness of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation. That's again genea, race or ethnic group, and shall condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Shlomo, and look, a greater than Shlomo is here. Now, who's he talking about? The sovereigness of the south. That would be the queen of the land of Sheba. Queen of Sheba. Now, here's verse 43. Now, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then it says, this is verse 44, then it says, I shall return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it empty, swept, and decorated. That's that person that it went out of. Verse 45. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation, or genea. That's this wicked race or ethnic group. Wicked race. He's talking to these Pharisees. Verse 46. And while he was still talking to the crowds, see, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. Because he had mother, Miriam had more children after Yeshua was born. He was the firstborn. And his father was Yahweh. But the others' fathers were Yosef. Verse 47. And one said to him, see, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. Verse 49. But he answering said to the one who spoke to him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Verse 49. And having stretched out his hand toward his taught ones, he said, see, my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the desire of my Father who is in the heaven is my brother and sister and mother. You can reference Luke chapter 8, verse 21. And the wording is a little different there. Okay, that's Luke 8, 21. And he is using that as a metaphor. The people that are in obedience to Yahweh are his family. Well, that should be the same with us today. Those that are not obeying Yahweh and are in opposition to him are not our brethren. But those that do obey our Father in heaven, our brethren, they are in truth. Okay? Now, that ends chapter 12. We're going to go into the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Verse 1. And on that day, Yeshua went out of the house and sat by the sea. Verse 2, and you can reference Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Luke 5, 1 through 3. Verse 2, and large crowds were gathered together to him, so that he went into a boat and sat down, and all the crowd stood on the beach. Sort of a raised platform. That's what he used that boat for. Okay. Verse 3. And he spoke to them much in parables, So the ones that had the Holy Spirit would understand, and the one that didn't have the Holy Spirit would not understand. Okay. See, the sower went out to sow. Verse 4. And as he sowed, some, he's talking about the seeds, indeed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Well, that's the world, and the stuff just eats people up. Verse 5. And others fell on rocky places, people with a hard heart, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. Oh, yeah. Yeah, praise to Lawad, I believe. Uh-huh, sure you do. Verse 6. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered. They fell away. That's what happens. People that really don't believe they just fall away. Oh well, it was fun for a while, but I got to move on, you know. Verse 7. And others fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them. That's false doctrine and the world and stuff and things and drugs and booze and whores and partying and whatever. There's nothing that's going to choke them. Choke your spirit. That's what he's talking about. Verse 8. And others fell on good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold and some 60, some 30. Good soil. People that have an opening for the Holy Spirit that's going to take root in their lives. And they will witness to other and they will yield a crop. They may bring 100 into the remnant. They may bring 60. They may bring 30. Planting seeds. That's what we do here. Okay. Are you planting, brothers and sisters? Are you sowing seeds? Regardless of whether they take root or not, are you sowing them? Giving them a chance? Verse 9. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, those that were of his flock, of Israel. He's only speaking to Israel. All right, verse 10. And the taught ones came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Verse 11, he's going to answer. Now, there's a euphemism when they say when he says the heavens. That's mean the reign of Yahweh or the Father. Well, the book of Mark and Luke use the Father's name, okay, for this passage. That's Mark 4:11 and Luke 8:10. Basically the same passage, but they use the name instead of the heavens. Verse 11, he answering said to them, because it has been given to you to know the secrets of the reign of the heavens. That's the ones with the Holy Spirit that are But to them, it has not been given. And you can see Mark chapter 4, verses 33 and 34 on that. That's Mark 4, 33 and 34. It has been given to them, speaking to those that were not of Israel. Some were of Israel and they would hear. Some were not of Israel and they would not hear. Verse 12, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 29. 25, 29. The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 25. That's Mark 4, 25. The book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 18. And chapter 19, verse 26 in the book of Luke. Verse 12. For whoever possesses, to him more shall be given, and he shall have overflowingly. But whoever does not possess, even what he possesses shall be taken away from him. Those who have no Holy Spirit, that are dead from the womb, because there were those that were listening that were not of Israel, all right? Verse 13. Because of this, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. It's not in them. Verse 14. And verse 14 and 15, you can reference Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah 6, 9 and 10. And in them the prophecy of Yeshayahu is completely filled, which says, hearing you shall hear and by no means understand, and seeing you shall see and by no means perceive. Verse 15. For the heart of this people has become thickened, and their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn back, and I heal them. Those are the ones that Yahweh does not want. Verses 16 and 17, you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. That's Luke 10, 23 and 24, for verses 16 and 17. And blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Verse 17. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous ones longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Verse 18. You then hear the parable of the sower, and he explains it to them. Verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the rain, that's the rain of Yahweh, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is that sown by the wayside. Verse 20. And that sown on rocky places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but he doesn't do anything with it. Verse 21, Yet he has no root in himself, but is short-lived. And when the pressure or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. In other words, I believe, but then somebody, we're going to fire you if you don't quit that church. So they quit the church. Gone. Verse 22, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 34, and the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 4. That's Luke 21, 34, and 2 Timothy 3, chapter 4. And that sown among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the worry of this age, that's the world, and the deceit of riches choke the word, and it becomes fruitless. No fruit. Doesn't bear fruit. It's a waste of time. I don't know whether I can get through all of chapter 13, but there's very few additional references here. Okay. There's some. And that sown on the good soil is he who hears, this is verse 23, who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Those are the ones that go out and witness. Okay? You don't just take the word and, that's nice. You do something with it. You put it to work. Verse 24. Another parable he put before them, saying, the rain of the heavens, that's like the rain of Yahweh, has become like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while the man slept, his enemy came and sowed darnel among the wheat and went away. Darnel looks like wheat, but it's poisonous to man and beast. It's poison. Verse 26. And when the blade sprouted and bore fruit, then the darnel also appeared. Verse 27. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? From where then does it have the darnel? Verse 28. And he said to them, a man, an enemy, did this. And the servants said to him, do you wish then that we go and gather them up? Verse 29. But he said, no, lest while you gather up the darnel, you also uproot the wheat with them. Verse 30. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I shall say to the reapers. Now, that's the angels that are coming back with him, okay? The avenging angels. First, gather the darnel and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my granary. Verse 31. Another parable he put before them, saying, the rain of the heavens, that's of Yahweh, is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Verse 32, it's very tiny, okay? Which indeed is less than all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the heaven come and dwell in its branches. You can reference Psalms 104, verse 12. Yehiyahu, I think that's it. No, Zechariah 17:23 and 31:6, and Daniel 4:12. Okay, grain of a mustard seed. Remember that? Verse 33. Another parable he spoke to them. The rain of the heavens is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until all was leavened. Yeshua said all this to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable, so that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, I shall open my mouth in parables. I shall pour forth what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. At Psalm 78, verse 2. 78, verse 2. I have less than 4 minutes. I cannot go further today. I'm going to have to stop and then continue in the next show. So we're going to let it go there. And I will begin. I'm going to put a line here, a red line, at verse 35, and we're going to start with verse 36 in the next show. So that's about it. We'll do that on Friday, and I'll do the last part of 13 and then get into 14 and 15. I don't know how long they are. Yeah, I can do 14 and 15. We'll finish up 13 and do 14 and 15. And that's good. That's good. So we'll stop at 13:35. And I'll make a note of that here. May Yahweh bless and keep you. It's always a pleasure. You can tune in and get my wake-up call shows on Thursday evenings. And I'll have these posted in my website and in the archives of EFR as soon as they air. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you again another day. Bye for now.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the Royal.